Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
In spite of his failures, Rehoboam did a wise thing early in his reign. Quote, Rehoboam appointed Abijah the son of Maacah as chief, to be leader among his brothers, for he intended to make him king. 2 Chronicles 11:22. Recall that Maacah, granddaughter of Absalom, was his favorite wife. By doing this, the king was spared various sons vying for the position, as was the case with David. Another plus for Rehoboam? His son feared the Lord. The account of his young life has no shadows. For 3 years, he ruled in peace in Jerusalem, chapter 13, verse 2, and then Jeroboam decided to engage the young king with overwhelming force. Quote, Abijah set the battle in order with 400,000 choice men. Jeroboam also drew up in battle formation against him with 800,000 choice men. Verse 3. But before a shot was fired, Abijah ascended Mount Zerarim in the center of the country and preached the sermon of his life. He amended the soldier count on his side by one. Quote, Should you not know that the Lord God of Israel gave the dominion over Israel to David forever, to him and his sons, by a covenant of salt? Verse 5. He continued, And now you think to withstand the kingdom of the Lord, which is in the hand of the sons of David? And you are a great multitude, and with you are the gold calves which Jeroboam made for you as gods. Verse 8. Ooh, golden calves, very scary. Quote, But as for us, the Lord is our God, and we have not forsaken him. Verse 10. Quote, God himself is with us as our head. O children of Israel, do not fight against the Lord God of your fathers, for you shall not prosper. Verse 12. Yes, he's the one who makes all the difference in life's battles. And yes, Jeroboam won't listen. The battle's coming, as in all our lives, but the battle is the Lord's.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.